हरे कृष्णा। टू बी परसेप्टिव बी रिसेप्टिव। सम पीपल आर रिमार्केबली परसेप्टिव, यू नो, एज सून एज दे सी सम कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ सम पर्सन, यू नो, सम साइन ऑफ स्मॉल डिस्कम्फर्ट, दे अंडरस्टैंड, ओ आर यू हैविंग सम ट्रबल। सम डॉक्टर्स सी सम स्मॉल सिम्टम, ओ डू यू हैव फीवर, डू यू हैव दिस डिसीज। Perceptiveness refers to the capacity to observe minutely and to infer quickly from that observation. So, now some of us are endowed with a greater amount of perceptiveness and some of us are endowed with a lesser amount of perceptiveness. Those who have this perceptiveness, they are gifted. Now, we can by training increase our level of perceptiveness. For example, by learning a little bit about body language, we may be able to understand a little better what are the emotions going on in people's minds by seeing their physical expressions. At the same time, you know, the perceptiveness that we have, it cannot be increased unlimitedly. Some people are very perceptive, some people not so perceptive. And that is a material skill which we have got by our past karma. But what we can all do is that we can increase, become more receptive. So, perceptive means we go, our vision goes out and we see the external world and we observe things within that. Receptive means we take in, and by receptivity we refer to inner receptivity. Now, Krishna is there in our heart as the Paramatma and he wants to guide all of us. So, in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15, it is said, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha वेदैश्च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यो वेदांतकृत वेदविदेव चाहम। सो इट्स अ कॉम्प्लेक्स वर्स, वी विल फोकस ऑन द फर्स्ट लाइन व्हिच इज रिलेवेंट टू अस। सर्वस्य चाहम हृदि सन्निविष्टो, कृष्णा सेज आई एम प्रेजेंट इन द हार्ट ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स, एंड मत्तः स्मृतिर ज्ञानम अपोहनम च, सेज बाय मी कम्स नॉलेज, बाय मी कम्स रिमेंबरेंस, बाय मी कम्स फॉरगेटफुलनेस। सो दैट मींस कृष्णा इज द गिवर ऑफ इनसाइट, कृष्णा इज द गिवर ऑफ नॉलेज, कृष्णा इज वन हू एनेबल्स अस to make connections between what we observe and what we have learned and arrive at some inferences through that connection. So, now, if we are receptive, if we are practicing bhakti, what are we doing? By the practice of bhakti, we are tuning our consciousness to Krishna. When Krishna manifests as the holy name, when Krishna manifests as scriptural wisdom, when Krishna manifests as the deities, we tune our consciousness to him. And once our consciousness is tuned to him, we become more and more receptive. And then when the guidance comes from within, we can take that guidance, we can grow by that guidance, and we can become more and more perceptive because of having become increasingly receptive. Krishna talks about this when he tells that for those who are devotionally tuned to him, he gives them the intelligence to make wise decisions. Adami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So even if we are not able to increase our perceptiveness beyond particular limits, we can increase our receptiveness, and thus we can be guided towards making, to observing, learning and making wise choices. Thank you. Hare Krishna.